Every fully booked business I've worked with has all six in place. And most businesses that are struggling are missing at least two or three. The best thing you can do right now is to sit with each of these six areas in turn and ask yourself, hand on heart, how solid is each one in my business? Not how solid do you wish it was, or how solid it was at some point, how solid it is right now, today. Because wherever the gaps are, that's where the work needs to happen. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Last week, I talked about why so many business owners are doing all the right things, yet still not being booked. And the answer, if you missed that episode, is that it's almost never an effort problem. It's a foundations problem, a layer that most people have missed or were never shown because the marketing world is, let's face it, obsessed with tactics and rarely talks about what needs to come first. If it's not sexy or clickable, it doesn't often get talked about. But these things are, however, essential if you want to have a successful business. That's why today I want to get into the specifics, because recognizing the problem is one thing, but knowing exactly where your gaps are and how to fill them is another. I want to walk you through the six foundations that every fully booked business has in place. And I want you to listen to this episode not as a list of things to feel overwhelmed by, but as a diagnostic tool. By the end of the episode, you should have a much clearer picture of where you're already strong and where there's still work to be done. The framework I use for this is called the Bright Framework. I developed it over years of working in brand and marketing strategy, then directly with business owning clients and running my own businesses. Bright Framework covers every foundational area a business needs to have in place in order to grow consistently. Each letter stands for one of the six foundations, and I'm going to take you through them all. B is for brand. And before you tell me you already have a brand, I want to challenge you on what that actually means. Because most people, when they say they have a brand, mean they have a logo, a color palette, maybe a font or two that they use consistently. And even then, they probably aren't using them consistently, in my experience. When it comes to brands, those elements are fine, but that's not brand strategy. It's branding or brand aesthetics. Brand strategy goes deeper. It's about positioning. It's about being known for something specific, in a specific market, by specific people. It's about having a point of view that's distinct enough that someone landing on your website for the first time knows immediately whether you're for them or not. Most businesses in the online space today are trying to appeal to everyone, which means they're standing out to no one. So the question to ask yourself here is, if someone who had never heard of you landed on your website or one of your social profiles today, could they tell in a matter of seconds exactly what you do, who you do it for, and why you're different from everyone else in your niche? If the answer is anything other than a resounding yes, then your brand foundation needs work. Next up is R for relevance. This is the messaging piece, and it's where I see the most confusion. Relevance isn't about talking about your services constantly. It's about talking to your ideal client about what they care about, their frustrations, their goals, the world through their eyes, and using language that makes them feel like you've read their mind. There's a version of content that's informative and a version that makes someone stop scrolling and think, here's someone who gets me. The difference is specificity. Relevance means going deep enough into your ideal client's experience that your content feels personal, even when it reaches hundreds or even thousands of people at once. Getting this level of information is done by doing what I call going detective mode. The most common symptom of a relevance problem is content that gets likes but no inquiries. People enjoy it, maybe they even learn from it, but it doesn't move them to act. And we discussed exactly this on Marketing Mondays inside my membership. That's my weekly regular Q&A call, where one of the members was talking about the fact that she had some pieces of content that were doing well and others that were getting no engagement. And I challenged her gently on actually what does doing well look like? Because if it means getting engagement, but you're still not making sales, let's determine whether that is actually doing well, because I know that her goal right now is to make more sales. So it could be that some of the actually valuable pieces of content and the relevant pieces of content are hiding in plain sight. No engagement, but generating inquiries. Anyway, I digress. If people are enjoying your content, maybe even learning from it, but it doesn't move them to act, then you have a relevance problem. It's usually because your messaging is too broad, too generic, or too focused on what you do rather than what they need. Next up, I for innovation. Now, this one tends to surprise people because they hear innovation and think it means being cutting edge or completely different from everything that already exists, but it doesn't. In the context of the Bright framework, innovation is about your business model. It's asking whether the way you've structured your offerings actually makes it easy for clients to buy from you and easy for you to deliver. Add fun, right? We've got to have fun. A lot of service-based business owners have built models that are exhausting to sustain. One-to-one work only, no recurring revenue, no way to scale without working more hours, too scared to let go and grow a team. Or they've built something so complicated that a potential client isn't able to quickly understand what they would be buying or how much it would cost. Innovation means looking at your business model with fresh eyes and asking whether it's designed to create the results you want or whether it's even working for you at all. And this is something that we do in my business every single year. G is for growth goals. I know that's a double G, but well, let me away with it. This is the goals piece. And I know that goal setting gets a bad reputation for being fluffy or overly motivational, but in the Bright framework, growth is practical. It's about knowing your actual numbers, your revenue targets, your conversion rates, how many leads you need each month to hit your income goal, how many of those leads you're currently generating. And the reason this matters as a foundation is that without it, you're marketing without a clear purpose or objective. If you've worked with me in any capacity at all, you will have heard me say that objective is the starting point. What is the business objective? And then we define the marketing objectives and methods that are going to help you achieve that business objective. If you're creating content, running events, showing up, and hoping it adds up to enough, then you probably need to revisit your growth goals. When you know your numbers, you can make clear decisions about where to focus your time and what's actually moving you forward. Then H is for how. If G is about knowing where you're going, H is your map for making sure you get there. How is your marketing strategy? Not your social media plan. Please don't take a social first approach in 2026. This is about your full multi-channel marketing strategy. It covers which channels you're using, why, how often, and how each piece of activity connects to those revenue goals. Most business owners don't have a strategy. They have a collection of things they do. They post on Instagram because, hey, everyone posts on Instagram. They send the occasional email because they know they should. They turn up to a networking event now and then, but they don't know who they're going to meet there, or they don't follow up afterwards. None of it is joined up. None of it is intentional. And they have no way of knowing what's working and what's not. A proper marketing strategy doesn't need to be complicated, but it does need to exist. It needs to be documented. It needs to connect to your goals. And it needs to be something you can actually follow. And finally, T is for tell. And tell is usually the thing people want to do first. It's the action you take around your visibility, your content, your marketing tactics, the specific things you do to get in front of new people and bring them into your world. Podcast guesting, social media, speaking, challenges, email marketing, collaboration, so on and so on. All of this activity lives under tell. So tell is important, of course it is, but it's the final step, not the first. And this is exactly why so many business owners are busy but invisible. They're spending all their energy on tell without having sorted out the rest. Your marketing tactics land so much better when your business foundations are solid. So there you have it, the Bright framework, 6 foundations: brand, relevance, innovation, growth goals, how, and tell. Every fully booked business I've worked with has all six in place. And most businesses that are struggling are missing at least two or three. The best thing you can do right now is to sit with each of these six areas in turn and ask yourself, hand on heart, how solid is each one in my business? Not how solid do you wish it was, or how solid it was at some point, how solid it is right now, today. Because wherever the gaps are, that's where the work needs to happen. And that's exactly what the Get Fully Booked experience is going to help you do. Registration is open now at nickihutchison.com/FBC. And the whole thing kicks off on Tuesday, the 10th of March. Over three live sessions, I'm going to take you through the foundations that matter most, and you're going to leave with three real usable outputs for your business. Not theories or homework you'll never get to, tangible outputs that will lay the solid foundations your business needs before it can truly build. There's also a private podcast feed, online Get It Done sessions with me, a peer-to-peer action session, and an in-person co-work network opportunity if you want to deepen those relationships. It's the most comprehensive online event I've ever put together, and I genuinely cannot wait to see you there. Head to nickihutchison.com/FBC to grab your spot. And I'll be back with the next episode of this podcast on Friday next week. Until then, take care of yourself and keep marketing, because what you're building matters. See you next week.